Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. This is National Emergency Medical Services Week, a time to honor the life-saving efforts of first responders. Executive Director of Pella Community Ambulance, Greg Higginbotham, joins us on today's program. First of all, what does it mean to you to, after having a lifetime really in this realm of fire and rescue and EMS services, and to still be able to provide those services in a rural community like Pella?
It's awesome. I grew up in Knoxville and similar to in the area here in Marion County. And my family has developed here in Pella the last several years, it's awesome to be able to serve a community that you live in. And, and Pella is such a town to be proud of, and the people here are also welcoming and nice, and to be able to serve the community the way we do, it's just an honor.
Well, for people who aren't familiar, Pella Community Ambulance is not directly associated with the city of Pella. Kind of talk about what your structure is like and what that ultimately means for the services you do provide.
Sure. We're a private, nonprofit organization. So we are not affiliated with the city. We provide 911 service for the city, and for that, the city of Pella provides the building for us to work out of. We're made up of, right now, 7 full-time staff, and then I've got, I want to say it's like 15 part-time, and then on top of that, I've got paid-per-call staff, which that's a lot of staff that is here at home. They respond from home per call, and so we've got a total of about 48 staff. And we've grown over the last several years. I think when I first got here, we were around 30, and now we're up to 48. So we've had to do that because our runs were more, and our pay-per-call people that respond from home, their availability wasn't as much as it used to be. So therefore, we had to put on more part-time people. And some of the benefits of doing what we've had to do is our response time. Over the last 3 years, paid per call staffing, which with people responding from home, it was an average of about 8 minutes response time. And our response times now are right around the 2 minute mark. So that's a huge, huge deal for when you're in need of serious help, and that's 6 minutes difference response time.
Well, and this comes after several years, Greg, of challenges at many rural departments. You know, you hear of communities in Iowa that maybe have a fire department that has one fire chief, and that's it. And the rest are either volunteer or they don't have enough volunteers, or that they have fire or police that are handling a lot of the emergency medical response that you would handle in Pella. What does it mean to be a part of an organization that continues to grow and continues to be strong in the face of those challenges?
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge challenge for rural services. With EMS, the amount of continuing education you have to keep your certifications up is growing all the time. And to ask somebody, to volunteer time for that is so hard. So we've had to do it with a paid per call. So it's not necessarily volunteer, but they get paid per time they respond, just so that we can, so that we can give them something for all the time that they're devoting to out there for their continuing education and stuff. So we've had to, change to try and make things work. And we've had a good response. We've got a really good group right now. We've got a mixture of members that have been here for over 30 years. So we've got members that have had TMT classes the last 2 years that I believe we've gotten like 14 new members out of those two classes. So we've got, and they are very excited. The new ones are bringing an enthusiasm and rejuvenating the ones that have been there for a while. And it's just a really unique and very positive environment right now.
Well, and the environment right now, not only you were having a lot of momentum before March hit and before COVID-19 hit, now you've kind of once again had to adjust to the times as you know, any house that you could respond to in your service area, there could be somebody inside who's asymptomatic with this virus that has obviously impacted and changed the way of life in our country and in our world. How have you and fellow EMS and response groups been trying to adjust and respond, knowing that you still have to be there for that emergency heart attack or whatever it might be, but at the same time keeping you and your staff safe from a virus that we still don't know a whole lot about?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a challenge. You know, I feel very comfortable with Cal Wyman and I sat down and figured out how we would respond. You know, Cal is the chief for Knoxville, and you know, Knoxville and Pella work very closely with our EMS and fires both. And we kind of came up with a game plan of how we wanted to have our people respond. And we used a lot of the studies from what they were doing on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we learned from a lot of the mistakes that people were making. So we're probably over the top a little bit when we respond, but a lot of times we respond in level B hazmat suits. And, you know, and it looks a little different. You know, it all depends on how it's dispatched and how people answer, you know, certain questions, but our ultimate goal is to keep us safe, patients safe. And so it's been definitely a unique way of responding. But I think that's going to be the normal for a little while, as long as COVID is around, because we want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. And, you know, with that, with the way we've responded, I think people are a little scared of us. And we haven't had, we're down 30% in run numbers. So our runs are way down right now. So, you know, we're staffed up and we're ready, but by the same token, we're not as busy either. So I don't want to take that staffing away for fear of, you know, something popping up and then all of a sudden we don't have the staff to cover.
Well, and that's, I think, one of the keys that we've talked with some dispatch about, some of our police and fire about too, is you're still there for the emergencies. And I think that a lot of people are nervous about going in even to an eye doctor or a dentist or whatever it might be. And probably the same when it comes to calling 911. I think that there's some assurance there, Greg, that you're still there and your staff is still there in the Pella area and beyond to try and keep people healthy and safe and get them the medical services that they need.
Exactly. And, you know, we're plugging along and we're riding this out with everybody else, but we want to make sure that, you know, we've got everybody covered and we're here and we're ready.
Well, and as we think about EMS week and think about the recognition of your staff, you guys never ask for it, and I know that you often get it, but I imagine if you know one of your staff members, if a community member hears this and they know somebody who works for Pella Ambulance, I'm sure a thank you goes a long way.
Yeah, and you know, most people when they see us, obviously it's they're having a bad day, and you know, that's not the time, but whenever I'm out in the community and people recognize who I am, they're quick to thank us, and you know, that just, it feels good to be able to be in a profession that's recognized that way. And you know, not all our days are good days. We have a lot of bad times that we deal with, and we lean on each other through those times, and then the community with their support obviously helps us a ton.
Once again, that was Director of Pella Community Ambulance, Greg Higginbotham, discussing National Emergency Medical Services Week. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.